700 years into the future, mankind will leave our planet, leaving Earth's cleanup in the hands of one incredible machine. His name is Wally. After all these years, he's developed one little glitch.
What?
A personality. He's extremely curious. And just a little bit lonely. But all that is about to change.
Arrest that robot!
Self-destruct. You are now free to move around the cabin.
Just a tram? You look gorgeous.
Hi, this is Tim's take on the movie WALL-E. I've just left the cinema after seeing it. This is a movie I've waited about 6 months to see, and from what I've seen, Pixar have waited all their lives to make. The simulation technology, for that's what it is, that went into making this movie can only really be described as breathtaking. You will swear blind that they went out, made models, and shot the thing live action. It is absolutely amazing to look at. The story, which is entirely told without words and through action and clips and music, is one of love, basically, between Wally and Eve, who's an alien robot who's come to investigate the planet Earth. Wally could probably best be described as a composite of E.T., Johnny Five, and many other robots that we've seen over the years. But then if you're going to steal, you steal from the best, and that's exactly what they've done. As for the plot was fairly simple, and therefore I won't go into too many details. But another thing that I will add is that it is preceded by one of the funniest short films that Pixar have ever made, called Presto and His Amazing Magic Hat, if my memory serves me correctly, which is a sort of warm-up act for the main feature and proves that you do not need dialogue to tell a story. It's all set in a theatre, and the hat truly is magical, and it's just a bunch of visual gags for 5 minutes, and it warms you up and puts you in a good mood. So, well, Wally, it's the oddest movie of the summer. It's very hard to describe because barely anything is spoken in it. It's the first film that Pixar have made that has cameos from live-action actors, and it's the only film that Pixar have made in movie length, of a feature length, that doesn't really feature any dialogue. But it's really sweet, and I'd recommend it. But I wouldn't, I stress I wouldn't recommend you bringing your three-year-old, because in the cinema I was in today, there were people with toddlers and 3- and 5-year-olds, and it's a movie that requires patience, and kids of that age, I don't think they've got the level of patience required for this film. But yeah, definitely worth seeing. Well, a good solid 4 out of 5.